Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. Got a couple of big events coming up with the Hope Squad. And then when we talk, after we're done talking about these, we're going to have Amanda in a couple of times before the end of the year. And we'll talk about that when we get to the end of the interview. Amanda, it's always great for you to come in. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you for having me. I love being here.
So let's talk about something that you're very, very passionate about, and that's the Hope Squad. Let's talk about that. What is the Hope Squad for those that may not know?
So the Hope Squad is a local coalition that was founded in 2013. It's a grassroots coalition where we partner with different entities within the Carbon, Emery, and Grand areas to come together to provide resources in suicide and suicide prevention, suicide loss, and we just work with the community to spread education and all of that fun stuff. So
and you've got a couple of big events coming up here at the end of the year, and the first one is going to take place on November 19th, and this is an International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, and that's a worldwide day, and you do something every year on this day, and this one is no different. Once again, November 19th, and it's going to take place at the Carbon Country Club. Let's talk about that event that's coming up.
Yes, so International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day actually takes place on November 20th, but because we want to get the community together, our survivors of suicide loss family together, we're going to hold it on Saturday, November 19th, from 11 to 2 up at the Carbon Country Club, and lunch will be served at that time, but it's an opportunity for survivors in the community to rally and come together and really just check in with one another. It's always good to have that community base or that familial resource, because suicide death is different than any other grieving processes, and so it's nice to meet with people who have that same lived experience, share a meal with one another, check in with where they're at in their grieving or in their healing process, and just be together for an afternoon.
And the thing about these, and you always refer to them as that, this is almost, you look at it as a family reunion, you always say.
Oh, absolutely. Because like I said, you know, the grief process that comes with a suicide loss is different. You know, I lost my husband and then I lost my mom within 5 months of each other. And I'm at peace with my mom's passing, but I'm not at peace with my husband's passing because I feel like I shoulda, coulda, woulda done more. And so getting together with my survivor family, it's a chance for even myself to be reminded to stop shitting on myself, right? Shitting, S-H-O-U-L-D-I-N-G, as opposed to the other, on ourselves about what we coulda, shoulda, would have done. And it's nice to embrace them and, again, check in with them and see how they're doing and see how they're flourishing, their families are flourishing, and what commonalities we are seeing in what's working for us and what maybe didn't work for us in our healing journey.
So are there going to be speakers at this event, or is it really just a meeting of the minds and everybody getting together and check-ins and those kinds of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand Counties actually partners with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is the worldwide coalition for suicide prevention. And so we show a video that AFSP, or American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, has produced. And there's kind of a discussion around that. And it's intimate and it's one-on-one. And it's just kind of seeing things from different perspectives and being able to interpret it or take it with us when we go. And then we have a craft that we're going to do, not necessarily a craft, but an activity that we do, a takeaway, so that they can be reminded of the experience that they had at the luncheon. And then we have partnered with the Ambassadors for Hope Choir. It's a youth choir that will come in and do a few songs for us just to bring a reverence to our lost loved ones. And then, yeah, it's just kind of a family reunion at that point.
All right. So if anyone is interested, is there a cost for this?
It is 100% free.
Okay.
We do ask that our community registers just so that we can be prepared for food and for the activity supplies. And they can do that by going to the Hope Squad page and looking at our events. And on that, they'll find the link to register for the event.
All right, and that link, if you're handy, you've got a pen and paper, it's helper-utah.iso. osld.afsp.org.
That's correct. I'm glad you said it instead of me.
And you're asking that everyone is that's interested to RSVP by that Monday before November 14th.
That's correct. That way we can let the Carbon Country Club know how many we are expecting, and then they can be prepared for us on that Saturday.
Okay, so there's that one. And then coming up in December, we've got the Hope Festival. This is December 9th. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m., and it will be at the Notre Dame Hope Center. What a great place to hold a Hope Festival, right?
Absolutely. And again, we'll have the Ambassadors for Hope Choir with us that evening, performing a couple of Christmas songs to get us in the holiday spirit. But the Southeast Utah Health Department, the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand Counties, and a plethora of partners within our area, Four Corners, the Care Coalition, the hospital, Step One Services, USARA, United Way, AOG, USU Extension, obviously always they're a part of it. We're all getting together to put on this really fantastic family-friendly event that is also free to the community. We're going to have a photo booth with Santa Claus, and he will have gifts for all the littles that come and sit on his lap. And we have prizes, and the Greek church always donates their bingo, so we'll be playing bingo and giving away prizes with that. And then, of course, food. So we'll be serving dinner, and there's not an RSVP for that, but we just ask that everybody come out and join us before the hectic holiday season is upon us.
Just show up and have fun.
Show up and have fun and leave with some goodies.
All right, and I'm assuming that all the information for that will be on the Facebook,
it will be on the Hope Squad Facebook, on the Health Department's Facebook. It'll also be on all of our partners' Facebook pages and social media, so just be looking for that. We're hoping to have that out early November, so you can put it in your planner for now, December 9th from 6 to 8 at the Hope Center.
Okay, so that takes care of all that.
Yay.
And we wanted to discuss a little bit before we let you go. You know, we always talk about the fact that the holidays are very difficult for some people.
Absolutely. The holidays are difficult for people no matter how you have lost a loved one. And so navigating that first anniversary or that first Christmas, that first Thanksgiving without our loved one can be difficult. So
with that, we're going to try and get you in probably like the week before November or the week before Thanksgiving, the week before Christmas, just to kind of discuss different ways that people can, you know, honor people and help them maybe get through the holiday, make it a little easier on them, right?
Yes, yes. Things that they can do to incorporate within their family, their nuclear family, their extended family, of ways to honor their loved one, remember their loved one, but also taking a second to remember their own self-care. During the holidays, we tend to give, give, give. We're worried about gifts. We're worried about getting dinner. We're worried about family coming into town. So having conversations with you, Dave, and talking about self-care and how we can bring that into our holiday traditions will be an excellent opportunity.
All right. So we look forward to those conversations coming up in the coming months. Once again, we've been speaking with Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. A couple of great events coming up. International Survivors of Suicide Laws Day on the 19th of November, and then the Hope Festival on the 9th of December. Any questions, you can always check in on their Facebook page. Give Amanda a call down at the Health Department. She'd be more than willing to take care of you there. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, we can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.